Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Five 35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, because I deserve it. That's why. Wow. All right. Well, don't let the door hit you, ma'am. You've done a huge amount of damage to the Richmond Public Schools, and now you can go and share that with an unnamed school division. Good for you. Bad for those kids, but, you know, hey, you deserve it. The Commonwealth doesn't deserve what's coming. And she's also going to be on some sort of a transition committee or a transitioning committee or something with the incoming Lieutenant Governor Ghazala Hashmi. So, hilarity will ensue for sure. I mean, really, what could possibly go wrong, right? All right, let me share a couple of things with you here. I got some really good audio that Jeremy, thankfully, was able to pull together. The Yakking Yentas at The View. Do we do an official warning with them, Jerm? I don't even remember. I should start taking notes. I really should. Somebody should do notes for... Can the robots do that? Can't we have an AI thing that takes these... I don't remember. So just in the interest of safety, hang on a second here. Take a sip of whatever it is that you're sipping, because I'm going to share with you a little snippet from The View, or as I like to refer to them, the Yakking Yentas, and I don't want you to do a spit take and spit that on your laptop or on your windshield, okay? Because I can't be responsible for the damage. All right, with that in mind, let's take a listen to cut number one.
You know, when you have clowns running an organization, it becomes a circus, right? Yeah. And so that's really, I think, what's happening here. What we have to understand is that the FBI is a crucial part of our government. It's within the rubric of the Department of Justice. And what they are tasked to do is to protect the United States, our country, from terrorists and intelligence threats. They enforce domestic and international terrorism, foreign counterintelligence, cyber-based crime, public corruption, organized crime, white-collar crime, human trafficking.
But what do they do now?
I've worked with FBI agents. You know, I've worked with FBI agents as a federal prosecutor, and it is one of the most important jobs within the Department of Justice. And the fact that you have 24 FBI sources, the fact that you have 114 page, 115 page report, saying that career FBI agents are losing confidence in the agency and are leaving the agency, leaves our country unprotected from domestic and foreign threat. That is how serious this is. And will he leave? I don't think that President Trump will fire him, but I think he should resign. I think he should leave.
Trump resign. That doesn't mean you're going to do it.
It doesn't mean he's going to do it. He's just not qualified. Yeah. Well, he's not qualified.
We talk a lot here about how we're living in a time of misinformation and disinformation.
Yeah.
And in the report, we talked about how a lot of people criticize that not only Kash Patel, but Dan Bongino relies on social media.
Now, they went on to trash Kash Patel for taking a private jet, for taking the FBI private jet. You can say a lot of things about Cash Patel. He may not be the guy that remains at the FBI. I'm just telling you flat out. Might not be. And there are plenty of critiques. There's always somebody that's got something to say. I get it. Maybe it's founded. Maybe it's unfounded. I think that's one of those things we have to wait and see. Now, I personally, and I am a little biased in this, I have never understood why the FBI, as an institution, in its 100-plus year history, has not had a president select a career FBI guy or gal to be the director. Right? Cash Patel is the 10th director. Is he not? Or is he the 9th director? No, maybe he's the 9th director of the Bureau. There's never been anybody up from the ranks. There have been some folks who have sort of kind of passed through the Bureau, went on to be a federal judge and stuff like that. I get it. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I would love to see the president, whether it's this president or the next president, whether that's, I don't know, President J.D. Vance or President Marco Rubio, who knows? I would love to see them say, you know who I want? I want somebody who started out as a brick agent in the FBI and spent 20 years. That's who I want as the director. Generally speaking, the director has been more of a it's political. There's no way around that. And sometimes it has to do with the resume. Let me give you an example. During the first administration of President Trump, there were two finalists to become FBI director. One of them went to Yale, and one of them went to San Francisco State. They were both attorneys by training. The guy who went to Yale got the job. That was Christopher Wray. Christopher Wray turned out to be an utter, unmitigated disaster. The guy that went to San Francisco State was Adam Lee, who you know and I know because he retired as the special agent in charge of the Richmond Field Office of the FBI. Adam was a career FBI guy. Adam was the guy that should have been chosen to be the director of the Bureau instead of Chris Wray, because had Adam Lee been the director of the FBI instead of Chris Wray, the crap that Chris Wray pulled would not have happened.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Why did it go that way? Because Adam Lee went to a state school. Because Adam Lee does not have an Ivy League credential. But you know what he has? He got 25 plus years of serving this nation proudly, doing one hell of a job. And let me tell you something else. You talk to anybody who worked over there on Parham Road when he was the SAC. These guys, and gals who worked for him, they would throw themselves onto a burning pyre for him. Because he did right by the agents. He made sure that everybody was looked out for in the right way. And there were some amazing investigations, incredible arrests that came during his time there. Now, I only mention that because, again, the director of the FBI may or may not be long for the job. There's a lot of buzz coming out of D.C. And let me be clear, it's not just the Yak and Gentas of The View. I'm going to explain one thing in a second about why they, once again, are just bat crap crazy on certain things. But there are a lot of people saying, hey, you know what? It just doesn't seem like this is necessarily working out. I don't know. I'm not involved in that. I mean, I read these things. But I would again say, if President Trump is going to be looking for an FBI director, make a lot of sense to pick somebody who has devoted his or her life to the Bureau in serving this nation. And I do have a suggestion. So now let me get back to why the coven there was wrong yet again, as they were talking in this case about Kash Patel and how bad he is, how evil he is, because he takes the FBI jet. Do you know that it is a law that the FBI director must travel on the FBI plane? It is for security and safety reasons. So the fact that the FBI director is, in fact, traveling on the FBI plane is completely and totally legitimate. That's what the law says they have to do. Now, the follow-up is, in some cases, the FBI director, if he or she is on a purely personal trip, then he or she is supposed to refund some money to pay the Bureau for the use of that jet. Now, you could have a legitimate argument about that, but you cannot, ladies, have any discussion about the director of the FBI flying on the FBI jet. They're mandated to do that. Just thought I'd, you know, enlighten you, because it just seems like you missed that part of the briefing. 545, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.